570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM570 LA Sports. Later this hour, lock the doors, board the windows, make sure your grandma is safe. Rob Parker will be here. Coming up later on in the hour. And don't forget, you can download the free iHeartRadio app, podcast the show the minute we get off the air. Kevin will put it up. Also, you can stream us live anywhere in the world. It's the free iHeartRadio app. And again, a reminder that Super Bowl week, that Monday, will be at Hollywood Park. Rodney and I will do the show. TJ Houshmandzadeh will be there, along with LeVar Arrington. Eric Dickerson will make an appearance. We invite you to come down. We love the Hollywood Park shows. We'll have stuff to give away. Come down, be a part of that. Then on Thursday of Super Bowl week, we'll be at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. Had a great time the last time we were there, and we invite you to come down. Everybody that listens to the show, I mean, our audience is really engaged with the show. We love that. We consider you a part of our family, and we all do this and get together every day and spend time together. So we'd like to meet you. Come on down. We're going to have a great time. That Monday at Hollywood Park, the Thursday at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, and it's all brought to you by the Hollywood Park and Casino. Now, we welcome on Victor Brick with our spirituality as we wrap up the week and get ready for the NFC Championship game. With the Daily Haiku branded at 2. And Vic, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon, Fred.
Hello, Vic.
The king of the hot read. He's the king of the cold read. Rodney Peet.
VTP.
Love like that Lawrence Ray Rhodes story. I love the Ray Rhodes story.
Ah, it's the best.
I think it was Courvoisier.
Yes, Courvoisier, big. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Sipping, it's the sipping of choice.
Oh, yes.
If you want to sip and you want to get a nice little buzz going, the cognac of choice.
Back in the day, they called me Freddie Courvoisier.
Stop. Is that right?
Yeah.
Who called you that?
Yeah. Who is they? Who is this they you talking about called you Freddie Courvoisier?
People.
Your ex-girlfriend, Wanda Jackson? Is that
no,
what
it was? Wanda Jackson.
Wanda Jackson called you Freddie Courvoisier?
Actually, it was Rochelle.
Really?
Yeah. The local tavern?
Oh, yeah.
Around the corner?
Wait, you know what the drink was when I was Freddie Courvoisier? What was it? Was it the French Connection? Courvoisier and Grand Marnier? A little of each. You mix them and you drink it.
That's strong.
It was like rocket fuel. My problem was back in the day, I was drinking them out of the bottle. Got me in some trouble. Can't lie.
Hey, Ray Courvoisier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a guy I played with in Detroit. He was called the Kid Courvoisier because that's the only thing he drank.
Yeah, it's strong stuff.
And he would collect the bottles. He would leave the bottle. He would, like, empty bottles. Go to his house. He'd have all empty bottles stacked up, like, in a pyramid at his house.
You know who did that, Rodney?
Kid Courvoisier.
You know who did that? I believe who? It was, he's no longer with us, Major League umpire Lee Wire. I think that's who it was. I went to his house to interview him one time. He lived here in Southern California. It was when Oral Hershiser's hat was copped on the field. So I went and interviewed him because he was on the field.
He stole the hat?
No. No. But he was there.
What does Oral Hershiser's hat got to do with anything?
Well, this is when I met this guy, the late Lee Wire. So I went to his house, and he didn't drink. But what he did, from all the years of traveling, he always got the little bottles of alcohol they'd give you. You know, like a little vodka, a little this, little that.
Yeah.
And he collected them. He must have had 5,000 little bottles of alcohol in his house. and he never drank. He just collected them.
Scary girl from college that had the 1,000 bottles of Eternity in her place, Fred. Bad story. Scary. It was Fatal Attraction before Fatal Attraction. My God. Yeah. You never smell Eternity again. I'll tell you that story one day.
You know, back in the day, a friend of our family created a drink after me. It was called it was called the Dean.
Oh.
Because the Dean was a glass of Cabernet and a shot of tequila. So she called
Cabernet. A glass of Cabernet and then a shot of tequila? Yeah. Not together?
No, you couldn't pour them together. But I mean, you drank them.
Well, how could it be the drink?
Well, I don't know. That's what she called it.
That's a wild concoction. Drinks. That's a wild concoction.
Yeah. Well, there were two words, the Dean.
Two drinks. The first? Right. Then the Dean came after as a chaser?
Right. The wine was the, and the Dean was the chaser. I don't do that anymore. I don't have the constitution for it.
You're telling me.
Freddy Cavassier.
Yeah.
Back Freddy Cavassier. Kevin, can you get t-shirts made up? Freddy Cavassier.
I'm on it.
Face on it.
Absolutely.
With or without the goatee?
Oh, with.
Oh, with the goatee. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
You got to rock the goatee, Fred.
Come on, Fred. Come on now.
You've nurtured it.
Get me in a smoking jacket, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock that red jacket.
That's it.
That you wear in the air.
That's right.
We got it covered. He's executive producer. Talk about having it covered. All bases, all phases. It's Kevin Figgis.
Come on, King Flavor.
Mm-hmm. Waka taka kage. He is the master of the ones and the twos, AM to the FM, bringing the funk, bringing the beautiful noise, big audio dynamite. It's Ronnie Fascio.
Oh, my soul sonic brother, VTB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to the haiku, you know what it's all about.
What is it?
The Golden State is going gaga. Rams, 49ers, and fueling this emotional fire, tight end of the Niners, George Kittle. You know the comments that have set Raheem Morris on fire, your defensive coordinator.
What'd he say? Right, body bag?
Well, 3 weeks ago, he called that a body bag game. And Raheem Morris basically was asked that question this week. And Raheem was very strong in saying, we're not afraid of any physicality. We are physical. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. But the Rams are ready for what Kittle says. His squad is the most physical team in the NFL. And some teams don't want to get hit. That's toxic verbiage.
Let's go!
Raheem Morris says it's time for the big payback. Ronnie, hit me.
Oh, God.
Everybody.
Yeah, Vic.
Come on.
Groove it, Vic.
It's Friday, so.
Hey!
Godfather. The Godfather.
Got the payback.
Yeah.
Of soul. The big payback.
Got to get back. Need some get back.
Need it.
Payback.
Six straight wins by the Niners.
Payback.
I got you six straight right here.
That's it.
In the wood.
Yeah.
In the wood.
Come on. Let's go.
Get down.
Come on, Vic.
Yeah.
Get it, Vic.
Rams. 27.
Yeah.
Niners 20.
Oh, 27-20.
No more touchdown passes for Jimmy G.
Call it, Vic.
Let's go.
No, Robbie Gould kicking field goals. Or maybe
no,
a couple.
Sir, go. No gold here.
27-20, Ram.
27-20, Vic.
Let's go.
Sci-fi.
Call it, Vic.
So-fi.
Let's go.
So-fi. SoFi! Sci-Fi! SoFi!
Let's go!
Our house! A Rams!
Whose house, Vic? Whose house, Vic?
Rams house!
Let's go!
You gotta get ready!
Let's go!
Come on, Vic!
Let's go!
27-20! Cover the spread, the whole
Let's
thing.
Go!
Bank date!
Inglewood! City What's of Champions!
Let's go!
But don't do no damn squealing!
Payback!
Let's go!
I'm ready!
We're ready!
Let's go!
Come on! Revenge!
Backstabbing!
Tell it, James!
Let's go! Let's go!
Come on, Vic!
Got your body bag right here, Kittle!
Let's go!
Where you got it, Vic?
Come on, James!
Let's go!
Big payback!
Let me hit him!
Hit him!
Let's go!
Woo! Let's go!
I'm talking about. Spit it out, James!
Spit it! Spit it!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Inglewood!
Up to no good!
Wow!
I think he's just emitting guttural sounds.
James!
Let's go!
I got a deal with you!
You got a deal with the Rams!
L'chaim! To life!
You're telling me.
Let's go!
Come on, Vic!
Revenge!
Deal
with the Rams! Deal with the Rams! Deal with Aaron Donald!
That ain't right!
Deal with Von Miller!
First of all, I ain't no bitch.
You wanna fight?
Deal with our man from La Habra, Greg Gaines!
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
Oh!
Don't do me! No done
thing! Let's go!
Inglewood!
I don't know karate, but I know karaza!
Thank you, James. Big payback, 27-20 Rams.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Vic. That was solid, Vic.
Leads into the haiku from Kobayashi Issa.
Well, hold on. Wait. Is Issa...
Issa
we've had in the past?
Kobayashi.
But I don't think we've ever called him Kobayashi Issa.
I went full surname.
Okay.
This haiku for you on this Friday. Right before the great Rams victory, of course, listen to the game. 3:30 a.m. 570 LA Sports on Sunday. And we got Bengals. Can Burrow rise up and beat Mahomes? Can Joe Burrow, with nothing to lose, can the Bengals, with nothing to lose, house money, rise up in Arrowhead?
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
11 a.m., sister station a.m. 11:50. Who will the Rams play in the Super Bowl?
Well, that's the question.
That's the question. Skinny Frog, don't get beaten. Because Aaron Donald is here. I'm feeling you.
All right, but what does that mean?
Issa.
He said Issa afterwards.
Issa. Kobayashi Issa's haiku was, Skinny Frog, don't get beat. Aaron Donald.
Donald is here. Don't get beaten.
What is the real haiku? Why would a frog get beaten?
It's not easy being a frog, Fred.
Yeah, that's
it's not easy.
But the original haiku is not Skinny Frog, don't get beaten, a feeling you. What was after in the original version of the haiku?
Oh, so you want the original version and then you want the enhanced version?
Yes, that's what I would like. Can we make that happen?
Aaron Donald is here.
No, that's not the
feeling you. That's not. In other words, Aaron Donald is going to protect and defend and go nuts.
Yeah, Vic. All right, Vic. Listen.
On Garoppolo.
No, we know. Vic, what is the original haiku? The original haiku, not the enhanced haiku. It did not end with Skinny Frog, don't get beaten.
What Aaron Donald is here.
No. All right. So you made this one up too. That's what you're saying.
It's called an enhancement, Fred. It's an addendum. In the moment of this madness. This is no ordinary game, Fred. This is no ordinary Friday. Waka kake.
Why does he keep saying that? Why? Waka kake. Why? I don't understand.
Because I am. Waka kake.
Waka taka kake.
Because I'm summoning up the fighting spirit, Fred. Summoning up the fighting spirit on Sunday.
Seems to grow, but you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah!
Waka taka taka.
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
Yeah!
Did you ever get the original, Fred?
The original of what? The original song?
The original haiku.
You got a problem with Aaron Donald being in the haiku, Fred?
No, he never, Rodney, because he made the
doesn't
whole thing.
Enough, he doesn't get enough love, Aaron Donald. I understand he's...
Vic. All right, can I ask you a question?
Noise surrounding him.
Vic, no, listen, all right.
Aaron Donald, you rock.
Yes, Vic. Vic, we understand the enhancement. We could all look forward to a little enhancement. I personally wouldn't mind, but that's another story for another day.
Okay.
I'd like to know the original haiku, not the one that you enhanced. What was the rest of the original haiku? That's the only question.
I would have to dig into the archives, Fred.
He made the whole thing up. He made the whole thing up.
It's a haiku from Issa. If you want to get really deep, you go over the works of Issa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big payback, y'all.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait. So, Vic, this was a special Friday, Vic. Vic the Brick haiku, not really from Issa, but yeah. How did Issa come into it?
A lot of Issa and a little taste of VTB talking about the NFC Championship game. I'm blending. It's called a blend. And I'm going to add a little more. I got your Debo Samuel right here.
Okay, Vic.
I got your Debo right here in my Tebow, okay?
Oh, that was good. Vic. It's called a blend. Is that the term for this now?
Well, it's not like you're a Courvoisier and red wine. It's not that kind of concoction.
Oh, yeah.
Who keeps yelling? Yeah.
Waka.
Yeah.
Waka taka kage.
Oh, yeah.
27-20 Rams by 7. I don't want it to boil down to a gold field goal because basically he doesn't miss in the playoffs. I think it's 20-for-20 in his career, which is like the record. You don't want goal. You don't want it to boil down to a field goal. That's what I'm giving you the essence of Sunday. You don't want it to be a field goal game because goal doesn't miss.
Do you like football?
I dig football.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
It's lit. Fire! Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
What's my buddy Jacob and Ronnie, the best in the business. If you have any problems this weekend, we hope you don't. We want you to be safe, but sometimes things happen and you might get hurt. And if you do, you've got to call the best attorney in Los Angeles. 25 years. Yeah, he's our guy, Jacob and Ronnie.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Bad fan behavior, yet again, another topic coming out of last night's Lakers loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. If you were watching, Carmelo Anthony got into it. With some fans on the sideline who are yelling some not nice things toward his direction. He actually ran towards the crowd and started pointing and yelling at the hecklers before they were, thankfully, escorted out of the building. Carmelo was asked about what happened in the events from last night after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Some things were said, unacceptable. I'm cool with, fans heckling, fans talking trash. Cheering for their team, booing the other team, I'm all for that. But when you cross certain lines, as a man, you just, I mean, that's what you're gonna see. That's what you're gonna. But it's just certain things you don't bring to any type of sporting event. It's just certain things you don't say to anybody. If I was outside and I bumped into you and you said those things to me, then it would be a totally different story. So,
I personally, I've never been a fan of that. You know, you show up, and I know you're invested emotionally, And, you know, razzing guys is part of it, and getting on them is part of it. I get that as well. But to cross a line, and Rodney is a guy that played, you heard this kind of stuff. It's wrong. You don't understand. You know, you're trying to make yourself bigger than the event. You feel like you will impact the event. You will not impact the event. You will not do that. What you will ultimately end up doing, if anyone around you is a decent human being, is embarrassing yourself. There's just no need for that. None. I mean, Rodney, we hear it in college basketball, high school basketball. I heard it all the time when Jack played, the stuff they said to him. You know, he was okay with it. I mean, he dealt with it. You know, you have to have a really thick skin, but that doesn't excuse people saying it.
Yeah, it's we, you know, we, especially with the advent of social media and internet and everything, everybody can be bold behind a keyboard or a phone and do certain things. And we've seen this before where, you know, just because you buy a ticket, it gives you the right to say whatever you want. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. There are lines that you cannot cross. Just because you buy a ticket and pay money to go into a sporting event doesn't give you the right to cross the line and say certain things. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's why we're seeing different fans get ejected, because people are bold out there. And he's right. You said say that to someone walking down the street or in a restaurant or a bar and see what happens. Why would you do it in an arena that you feel like you're protected by security guards and everybody else? It's baffling to me that people feel that they have the right, or feel that bold they can say whatever. What was the other thing we had? LeBron, they were talking about his kids, that he had the couple thrown out, I believe.
Yep.
You know, and basketball, and football, you don't really hear that much because your helmet and the crowd is removed and it's roars and you just hear white noise most of the time. In basketball, right up on the court, there's lulls in the action where the crowd is not cheering. And the fans are courtside, right up on you, so you do hear certain things. And, yeah, talking about someone's kid or family is never, I don't care the environment, never, I don't care how much you paid for the ticket, never okay.
Well, bless Carmelo Anthony for confronting this garbage in Philadelphia and getting them thrown out of the game for verbiage that still runs amok in this country, and it must be stopped. I mean, just recently at a Laguna Hills High School game, there was horrific racial epithets thrown out from the crowd towards a player. So it's not just concentrated, you know, in the city of insane fans, that's Philadelphia. It's all around the world. You know, soccer matches in Europe, high school games in Laguna Hills, Laker games in Philadelphia. It must be stopped. It is inhumane, and we must move past this behavior because it takes us back as a society and a step back for humanity. So bless Carmelo Anthony for confronting, you know, this, you know, piece of refuse at a Philadelphia Sixer game, you know, for behavior and verbiage that really is not just unacceptable, it must be outlawed. Thank you, Carmelo. Come on now.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. All right. Good.
Also last night, the starting lineups for the NBA All-Star Game were announced. Not a whole lot of controversy over the majority of the names. The one that is popping up is in the Western Conference. Yeah. By the way, LeBron James, 18th time being voted as an All-Star, one short of the all-time record held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But on the Western Conference team is Andrew Wiggins. Former top pick for the Minnesota Timberwolves has had a resurgence now with the Golden State Warriors the last couple of years, and people are upset. They're saying he's having a good year, but good enough to be an all-star starter. People have actually tracked back some of his votes that he received, the fan vote. There is a K-pop star from a band or a group known as Bam Bam. Never heard of them, Fred. I don't know if you have. But apparently...
Bam Bam.
Yeah, Bam Bam. Whoever this star is from the group Bam Bam is like a brand ambassador for the Golden State Warriors. Has over 15 million followers on Instagram. And apparently he was a key factor in getting a lot of fans to back Andrew Wiggins to be a starter in the All-Star game. And people are crediting that as a reason that Wiggins got in over another front court player like a Rudy Gobert, who you'd say will be probably more deserving to make it into the All-Star game. So there's been an uproar, Fred, from people saying the NBA has to redo how this whole situation happens, how the voting process happens, because you can't have somebody who's, albeit a good player, be an All-Star starter over someone else who may be more deserving.
Who was the guy for the Cincinnati Reds a couple of years back? Zach Cozart,
yeah.
Where he said he'd give somebody donkey?
If he yeah.
Got, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Right.
And he got voted in?
I believe he did.
Is the All-Star game starter?
And I think, and I don't remember a whole, but I believe he was one of the last voted guys in. They have the final vote.
Oh, that was right.
Yeah, so it wasn't like actual fan vote. It wasn't the voter for the starters for MLB at that point. It was to get the last guy in. They've been doing that for the last decade or so.
Andrew Wiggins is having a nice year.
Yes.
And certainly he's playing better this year than he ever has in the NBA.
Does he deserve to be an All-Star?
And a starter at that.
Well, just an All-Star to begin with. Does he deserve to be an All-Star, you think, Fred?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
What it comes down to it, yeah, he does, but I'm the wrong guy for the All-Star game talk because, you know, to me,
No, okay, let's not talk about the game itself. I know what the game is.
No, but I'm just saying,
being voted in.
I mean, there are guys in there every year that don't deserve to be there.
The point is, Fred, is that it might not be important to you and people that don't want to watch. Where the importance comes in is a player's resume when it comes to contract incentives and whether or not they make it to a Hall of Fame and things like that. All-Star votes and All-Star games that you get voted to count towards that. I don't care about the game. I'm not talking about the game being played on the court, but just everything else around what it means to be selected as an All-Star. And that's where people have an issue with it.
He should be an All-Star. He's having a good year.
Okay.
I don't know if he should be a starter, but he should be an All-Star.
So, obviously, the fan, just enlighten me on how this happens. The fans have...
Is it 50?
I believe the fans have 50% of the vote.
Then
the
25 and 25.
The players have 25 and the media have 25. And I don't know if the players know what they're doing either because a few of them voted Ben Simmons as a starter.
Yeah, they're just they're messing with the process.
Right.
You said...
Say that again, Rodney.
You said 25% is the fans?
25 is the media, 25 is players, 50% is fans.
Yeah.
So the fans really push it over the top.
Correct. Right. And I believe as of maybe 10, 12 years ago, I think it was 100% fans for the starters. And then the coaches, whoever the All-Star coach picks the reserves. And that still is the case. But they lessened the fan vote, I believe, some years ago. But they still have the majority vote.
Yeah, this is a problem when the fans or media have more vote than the players. And I know you just mentioned, you know, some of the fans, I mean, some of the players did Ben Simmons, but players know. Players know who's deserving. And we just, you know, we just went through this in baseball with the Hall of Fame and guys that didn't get in. Whereas if you would have players vote for Hall of Fame in baseball, Clemens and Barry Bonds would be in years ago.
Yes.
I have a little bit of problem when the fans carry that much weight. I mean, I get it, and maybe they should get it started, but who gets voted to the All-Star game should be more player-driven. Now, if the fans want to see some guys start, that's a different thing. Okay, you know, let the fans have that bone, but they shouldn't carry that much weight.
This is a farce. He's a solid player. No way should he be a starter. I'm shocked he's on the All-Star team. You're telling me this tweet from Bam Bam from the group GOT7, a Korean boy band, gets him over the top into the starting rotation? This is a farce. Andrew Wiggins barely should touch the All-Star game. He had one nice season. He's been lost in space all his career. Oh, come on now.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, I was just looking at Bam Bam's music.
Oh, are you a fan for it? What do you got?
Well, I wanted to see who put him over the top.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody in this group is wearing bunny ears. That's all I know. Bam Bam.
How many views does the video that you're currently looking at have, Fred?
Okay, let me tell you. 76,992.
A little less than I would have expected, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's wearing rabbit ears.
Well, makes sense to me. Should get my vote.
Who's wearing rabbit ears?
Bam Bam. Got to put Andrew Wiggins over the top.
Bam Bam is a group. Well, there is a member of the group who was the brand ambassador for the Warriors. Bam
Bam, you're a big fan. You're a big fan, Fred. Exactly. That.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one. I thought Bam was the lead of Bam Bam.
I don't believe that's how that works. Though I'm not 100% sure, Fred. You could be right. Okay. I'm not familiar with Bam Bam's work.
All right, maybe we can pull some of that and enlighten the audience as to the musings of Bam Bam. Maybe Ronnie can work on that.
Well, we'll see what we can dig up.
Okay.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Kevin's been great.
All right, we'll see if we can find Bam Bam. Maybe Ronnie can. And Rob Parker will deliver a Bam next.
Now's your chance to win $1,000.
Unbelievable.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Deposit. That's deposit. Enter at am570lasports.com. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
There you go, Fred. There you go. Just for you, Freddie.
Bam Bam.
Oh.
They're the ones that put Andrew Wiggins over the top. Got him that starter. Roll on the All-Star team.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. All right, here's a man that's going to bring to Bam. Our good friend, one half of the Odd Couple, heard every day on Fox Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 in the West, 7 to 10 in the East. You can catch him on the iHeartRadio app, along with Chris Broussard. It is Rob Parker. And Rob, good afternoon to you.
What's happening? My favorite duo, Rogan and Rodney. What's up, guys?
Rob Parker! Yeah, Rob Parker. Big weekend, Rob Parker. Does this weekend make you take everything back?
Okay. All right.
That you've imposed on my man Matthew Stafford over the years and his years in Detroit if he pulls this off and gets the Rams to the Super Bowl?
No way, no how, because he has to win the Super Bowl. Anything less than that will be a failure for the Rams. They got the team. They got all the players. They made all the moves. It ain't about going to the front step of the Playboy Mansion. It's about getting in, Rodney. And the doorstep is not good enough.
I will say that. That's true. I've been in there.
You've been in there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
There's a big difference, Fred, between being out front and being inside.
Yeah, but I think they're going to get inside this weekend, Rob.
Oh, I don't. But okay.
You don't.
You think okay,
break that down. You don't think they beat 49ers. You
can, no, 49ers, I don't.
Get them a third time this year and a seventh time straight.
Yep. I mean, it's just because of what the 49ers have been able to do. When you go to Dallas and Green Bay and you win, they got something going. There's a little something. They just got, and sometimes you could get in the way of a team that came out of nowhere. Let's be honest. The Rams are the ones who started this team. Remember, they were down and out. Had lost 8 straight home games, beat the Rams, and it turned their season around. That was the game. And they have been unbelievable. They just seem to make the right plays. And, you know, Stafford's been flawless so far. We'll see. When he throws a pick, they don't win at the same rate. They're only 6-5, I think, is their record. He's been good so far, been great for them. But we'll see as we go forward.
Yeah. Listen, the one thing I do agree with you is that all the pressure is on the Rams.
Right.
All the pressure is on the Rams and Matthew Stafford. And if this game, and I think I said this earlier, if this game is close, tied, or really close within 3 points into the fourth quarter, then you're going to see it really be tight for the Rams. Because what seeps in, whether you want it to or not, is not again. We cannot let these guys do this to us again. And the 49ers, as you know, they have been playing with a lot of swagger. And all they feel like, they don't care about style points or anything else. They're just trying to go out and win.
And if it's close in the fourth quarter, I think it just gives them even more confidence because, you know, if it's close, it's going to be, you know, half that crowd is going to be 49er fans. It's going to be loud for them, and they're going to feed off of that.
And the other thing, too, is the way that they ended the Tampa game. I mean, bad. Yeah. I mean, you know, remember, they had the 49ers up 17-0 in the last game of the season, gave that up. Tom Brady ties a game that had no business tying, like no business. So those are things that I worry about if I were a Rams fan. It's just the way that they finish some games. They've pulled them out or they were able to hang on and win that game. But could you imagine what would have happened had they lost that game to Tampa Bay and Brady? I mean, that would have been because that game should have been over at the half. You remember when they fumbled at the one?
Yeah.
That was the game right there.
What do you think about the AFC game?
I mean, Kansas City, again, what bothers me about Kansas City is their defense. And I just don't know. I mean, Joe Burrow already, worked them over like a burger and fries. You remember in that game where they were up 28-14, they had a 14-point lead three different times in the game.
Yeah.
And in a game, Rodney, where – for Kansas City, it was to clinch the number one seed in the AFC, and they lost.
It was a meaningful game. Yeah, no, meaningful game.
It was a big game. It was a big game. And I know Cincinnati feels like, they beat them. They know how to beat them. And the other thing, too, I'd be afraid of is Joe Burrow was sacked 9 times, had no touchdowns, and 1 pick. If they get him any kind of protection – I expect them to go off.
And they're not their defensive line, and their defense is not Tennessee. And they're not going to come out. Tennessee, we saw Tennessee do that to the Rams.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, they manhandled the Rams up front.
Yeah. So they're not going to face Tennessee. And I would ordinarily say, yeah, you know what? This is it's a different animal. And Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, the young
guys, right,
playing in the AFC Championship game on the road. Yeah, they're probably a year or two away. Because they haven't been in this moment. Those guys have been together in those moments. And they did it at LSU and went through the gauntlet when they were down there. And Joe Burrow, of all the young quarterbacks, to me, plays beyond his years. I know there's some good ones out there now. But he plays, and he's Joe Cool for a reason, that nothing phases him. Like you just mentioned, 9 sacks. Easy for anybody to fold and say, this ain't our day.
It's a wrap, right?
It ain't our day. But he's been cool. And again, I think on that side too, that game's going to be interesting. I don't know if it goes back and forth like the Buffalo game. But one thing I do believe, Rob, is that Kansas City is playing with a little bit of chip, especially offensively. I think that people forgot about them throughout the
regular season.
No, that's
fair. That's fair because they
especially
had such
Mahomes,
up and down season.
Exactly.
And you remember Mahomes was throwing an interception or two a game. You remember that stretch? It was bad.
Yeah, it was. So I feel like they're, the win over Buffalo was huge. And now they are feeling like, look, everybody forgot about us. Here we are again getting ready to go to our third Super Bowl. So it's just a matter if Cincinnati can weather the storm of a Kansas City onslaught early, which I think will happen.
Right. You got to be careful out the box not to fall behind. You know what I mean? Not to let them score 2 touchdowns the first 2 times they touch the ball or something, or you turn it over and give them an easy score. That's where the game gets out of hand. But I expect good games on both sides.
All right. Well, Rob, we always expect a great performance from you, and you delivered one today.
Well, I appreciate it. Nothing about the Lakers and AD. Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, you're dying to.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
All I'm going to say is you got to be very worried that AD plays great like that. They get blown out. They're not even in the game. I mean, I don't know. What did the rest of the team shoot? Other than AD and Westbrook, I think they shot 5 for 95 or something. Is that what it was from the field?
Yeah, 5 for 95.
Something like that. But my point is, look at the numbers LeBron's putting up. They don't automatically mean wins with the Lakers. That's scary to me.
Yeah, well, they did not accomplish their goal last night. Their goal only at this point is don't get hurt and be competitive. And they didn't accomplish that last night, so it's a loss.
Why do you keep saying that's their goal? That ain't their goal.
Isn't it to win?
No, right now,
Fred,
at this
goal
point,
for them.
That is
no,
not
it,
their
no,
goal,
at this
Fred.
Point, right
you sound
now.
Like Lil Owen. That ain't the goal. That is not the goal.
No, at this point, that's what they need to do.
So, should I, so Fred, you're telling me I should put shekels on the Hornets tonight? Is that it?
Well, I don't know. LeBron and AD may both not play.
I'm putting double shekels then.
All right.
All right.
Rob, have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, Rodney.
Yes. No. Rob, I yes. will. U.S. see you later.
My man. Hey, Fred.
Yes, Rob.
Will NBC you later.
All right, goodbye, Rob.
Let's go!
Hey, Rodney, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times on the air, but Shaq's Funhouse is right around the corner.
The Funhouse!
Yeah, musical performances, Lil Wayne, Zedd, Shaq himself will hop on the turntables as his alter ego, DJ Diesel. He'll make an appearance. It's going to be a carnival atmosphere. It's going to have the FTX Ferris wheel games rides and interactive circus, video games. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's an open bar. It really is the event of the Super Bowl week. And you have an opportunity, you listening, to go. All you have to do is go to shacksfunhouse.com. You can get tickets there. But, oh, by the way, Jamie Foxx is going to be there.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes will be there.
Shaq's going to get on the ones and twos. He's going to spin it a little bit. He's going to DJ a little bit, Fred. You know, DJ Diesel. Going to get on him a little bit.
No, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He'll be doing it. Don't shake your head. We don't know. Jamie Foxx may show up again.
He may show up. I just don't want to tell people he will be there.
Well, all these people may show up. They could show up.
Ready.
Have shown up in the past. Freddy. You never know. Celebrities, athletes from all over have shown up to these Shaq events Freddy. In the past. So
what, they're going to have arcade games? What, Rodney? It's going to be a great event. It's Shaq's Funhouse. And if you want tickets, you can go to shacksfunhouse.com, get them. But you can keep listening to us at AM 570 LA Sports for a chance to win. All right, we'll give away two pair right now. 866-987-2570. Who wants to go to Shaq's Funhouse? 866-987-2570. What caller number, Rodney? Caller numbers.
4 and 8, Fred.
Okay.
Rogan and Rodney.
Rodney Peach.
An athlete.
Rodney Peach.
A father.
Rodney Peach.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peach.
And this guy.
Red Rogan. AM 570, LA Sports.
Hey, congrats to Rennie and Jeff. You've won tickets to Shaq's Funhouse. Friday, February 11th. Shaq's Funhouse LA, presented by FTX. Part concert, part carnival. Big game weekend's most over-the-top event. It returns to LA featuring Lil Wayne, Zedd, Diplo, and more. A full carnival midway, free food, and an open bar included. Tickets on sale now at shacksfunhouse.com. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you for a terrific week as always. All right, Rodney, we'll find out what's going on Sunday, and I'll talk to you Monday.
Yes, let's go.
Bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say, live and die in LA.